And you're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 on the FM dial and the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And I'm pleased to say today we have Yara Shufani, the president of Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights on campus here at McMaster, on the program today to talk about some really pressing developments. So Yara, thanks very much for coming on the program today.
Thank you, Brendan, for having me.
Well, you know, it's kind of very impromptu today. There's been some events, some unanticipated events as well, especially last week. There was a campus die-in on Friday, I believe. And that was quite an exciting and unexpected event, and I was present and I saw that, and you can see photos on Facebook, and we're going to kind of talk about how we got to that point, because there were some surprises last week. So, Yara, I'm wondering, can you tell us, like, why the students felt it necessary to organize a die-in in the first place?
Yes. So last week it was Israeli apartheid week here at McMaster. And as usual, the Israeli student club decides to do, let's showcase how great Israel is week, in retaliation. So they had an event, on Thursday, which was marketed to students as, oh, come and meet these four, Israelis from Israel that are going to be on campus, and you can kind of chat to them and talk about Israeli culture and all these great things. But, they actually had emailed a bunch of clubs on campus with descriptions of the people, and two of the four of them were actually had been commanders in the Israeli Defense Forces, which, if you don't know, is an army that is currently and has been for years occupying or conducting a illegal military occupation of the West Bank and, you know, engaging in attacks on the Gaza Strip. So we were obviously very alarmed by this, especially because they were students who, I mean, we looked into them a tiny bit. You didn't really have to go dig too far to see photos of them with showcasing like weaponry, and one of them was working for an organization that was very like online. They advocate for people to join the IDF from abroad. So we were really concerned. Especially because the event was going to be in the middle of the student center. So a Palestinian student could just kind of walk by and stop for conversation and sort of find themselves just be instantly triggered or traumatized to have a conversation with somebody who is there not being advertised for what they are and have done, and it could come up in a conversation.
I can see how that would be upsetting. I mean, there's two grounds. I mean, number one, yes, there's a lot of students on campus who identify with the Palestinian cause, and some students who are Palestinian and mm-hmm. may have suffered or have their family suffer at the hands of the IDF. And to inadvertently run into students, people who are from the IDF, who are advertising their presence partly as IDF personnel, could be upsetting. There's the other aspect, too, that, you know, it can promote, as you say, as a sort of advertising for the IDF for recruitment and things like that, which I imagine is not something that you want to see encouraged. As you point out, the IDF has been engaged in a decades-long illegal occupation, and it's in violation of several dozen UN resolutions overall, which I think has to be taken seriously. So you wanted to show your opposition to that and raise awareness as well. So you ended up organizing, I guess, what you would call a die-in. Is that right?
Yeah. So, well, at first we tried to do it through administration. We basically appealed to administration to cancel this event. And they actually, they explained that they weren't able to because the event had already been approved, etc. So then we asked if administration could please at least have them in a room and just basically advertise that you can go to room X in this building to meet them. Rather, so that way at least Palestinians, and have them explain that they had served as commanders in the IDF, so the Palestinian students, if they wanted to engage, would do so voluntarily and not sort of by accident in the middle of the student center. But that actually also was not catered to. We were basically told that there's nothing administration could do. So as a way to protest, Israel on campus is bringing the individuals as well as our administration kind of not really prioritizing our population on campus. We'd organized a big die-in in the atrium of the student center, which was essentially, I think we had over 100 students, almost 200, came to show support. And we had students throwing, so it was all well organized. We had students throwing paper airplanes from.
Right. If I could cut in there, I mean, what you wanted to draw attention to was the recent operations that were conducted by the IDF.
Yes.
And that would have been this summer, the ones in August, in which there was a great deal of aerial bombardment of Gaza.
Yes, exactly. We're over 2,000 Palestinians were killed, almost 500 of which were children. So we were trying to draw in the fact that, you know, Palestinians, they go to this campus too, and basically a lot of us know people who live in Gaza who were impacted by these attacks. And so we don't think that it's, we basically don't think it's the place of ex-military personnel on our campus. We don't, we think that that's a promotion of violence that triggers us and that we don't want to see. And so that's what our die-in was in reaction to, was sort of a way to show that that Palestinian students on campus are impacted by the actions of the IDF. So we showcased a die-in in the atrium, which had students sort of throwing, we had some people throwing airplanes, paper airplanes from the second floor of the student center, onto the crowd, and, children sort of fell to the ground. And then we had, four students, including myself, Palestinian students, talk about why this was important to them and also advocate for the BDS motion, which is the boycott, divestment, and sanctions motion, happening next week on Monday.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that, but I did witness the event itself, and it was quite a spectacle. There were indeed a large cluster of students on the upper balcony area that were throwing the paper airplanes to represent the aircraft used on Gaza. There was quite a lot of paper airplanes. I imagine people must have spent some time preparing for this to make dozens and dozens and dozens of them, because there was an initial volley of these paper airplanes coming down, which was in a large quantity. But throughout the remainder of the die-in, people were still throwing them and they're still falling. The students all collapsed as they were supposed to, and there was probably, I don't know how many you were expecting, but I think I saw more than I imagined would be present at that, and organized in 24 or 48 hours. Mm-hmm. The photo of it, which you can see on the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights Facebook page, I mean, you couldn't even get all the people in one photo. So that was good. And, you know, it's an interesting example of grassroots organizing on this campus, because this was a creative event that was done very quickly, relied on the community, in order to make it happen. I think also it caught the attention of students in the student center. You know, there's always displays in the student center. It's become quite routine that there's, poster, you know, they sell posters, or there's, video games or jewelry being sold at tables and things like that. It's become quite conventional. But to have something like that, that's something students don't see every day, and I think that unexpected thing caught their attention. I was watching, and I saw many students that were not, they didn't know what was going on, so they came over to watch and ask people, and they could learn about the event and why you were upset. So that kind of event can really not only attract attention, but be part of a larger campaign. And you had mentioned that there's upcoming BDS events. Now, I don't know a whole lot about this, but there's even meetings this week, right, about this BDS? Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've actually, every single day of this week, we've had, we've called them BDS 101. Basically, they've been teach-ins that myself as well as other students have been part of leading, and where we've advertised that we have this room at this time in the student center, and for students to pop by and ask questions, and sort of, it's very casual. It's not so much a big hefty presentation. It's just having conversations about BDS so that we can break down some of the myths about it. And so we can talk about why it's important and why it actually does belong on campus. So we've been trying to just educate students, because I think that it is very, for myself personally, as well as for other members of the community that are very, very passionate about BDS, we want people to make the vote because they believe that it's the right thing to do, and not for any other reason, right? So I think that education is a big part of this whole campaign, is getting people to actually understand what BDS is and come out to the General Assembly and say yes.
You talk about making the vote, yes, and we've talked about it a little bit on the program before, but people outside the campus still might not be familiar with the significance of what's happening. So we're in a situation now where there's BDS campaigns at universities all across Canada and across North America and other parts of the world. And McMaster is no stranger to this, because last year we had a vote where we attempted to get BDS motions passed through. But as you pointed out in a previous program, there are a lot of obstacles placed in the way. Why do you think this year you might have a higher chance of success?
You know what? I think that people... Every year I say this, and I really do believe it. I think people are starting to see a lot more. I mean, back 4 or 5 years ago, and when I would tell somebody I was Palestinian, people would just nod their head and kind of as if they either didn't know what that was or they didn't really care. And now when people ask me where I'm from and I say I'm Palestinian, they associate that with what's happening to the Palestinians in the West Bank and in Gaza. And there's so much more knowledge about what is being, what the, crimes that are occurring against the Palestinian people. And people always ask, well, what can we do? And we spent the entire year, myself, with the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights team, as well as McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice, and other, student clubs on campus that have endorsed and helped with our events, that has spent the entire year talking to people and explaining to them that this is what's happening to the Palestinians and that it is a violation of international law, and that there's a nonviolent campaign called BDS that's being used and being advocated for to combat what's happening to the Palestinians. And people are just so aware, and I think that this year's General Assembly, where quorum is 633 people, I believe, I think that last year we were so close. At one point, we were three or four people away from quorum at one point in the room. So I think this year, considering how much more people know and how much more people care and how much organizing we've been doing, especially with the past Israeli Apartheid Week, I do believe that more people will be coming to this year's General Assembly.
Well, what can you do to ensure that? I know recently you had Israel Apartheid Week, and it was quite interesting, and you had quite a number of events. How do you think Israel Apartheid Week went this year in terms of perhaps expanding awareness of the situation?
I think it was, well, I mean, I've only been at MAC for 3 years, but it was definitely the best Israeli Apartheid Week I've attended and been part of organizing. We had a cultural event to promote Palestinian culture. We had a political event with a well-known speaker, as well as political event that had a storytelling narrative, which I thought was very, very unique and very moving as well. And we were tabling all week in the student center, and we had so much support. I mean, we always had a BDS poster up at the table, and people, because they were exposed to BDS last year and they heard all the hype about it, and everyone is just talking about the General Assembly, and they're reminiscing on last year's General Assembly, and the people who didn't attend last year's General Assembly, they heard about it, and they're coming up to our table and coming up to our members and asking questions. Because, I mean, when you have something that causes such a big stir on campus, you have people, of course, who are just not political, who don't want to be involved, or who aren't as engaged, but you have so many people on campus who are relatively political, who just weren't there because they didn't really know last year and they weren't aware. And I think that this year that's what we've been appealing to, is the sort of the people that are there in the middle that are kind of like, well, yeah, I kind of know what's going on, but I'm not too sure what BDS is per se. And these are the people that we've been engaging in conversations with, and we've been telling them, you know, talk to us and tell us what you think, and let's have conversations, but also go over to Israel on Campus's table and ask them questions as well. And a lot of these people have been coming back to us and saying, wow, like, hearing both perspectives, we really see what you're advocating for as this nonviolent and reasonable approach, and we want to be there for the GA. And the amount of people that have said that to us is overwhelming this semester. So I think that Israeli Apartheid Week and this year overall has given us great exposure.
Yes, you've been very confident that students can visit the Israeli tables and presentations and whatnot and still come back to support BDS. And we know that students at McMaster, they can vote, I imagine, the undergraduate students, is that right, can vote in this assembly?
Exactly. So it's basically, the General Assembly is the highest governing body at McMaster. And essentially there's motions that are submitted ahead of time. One of the motions, or the one that we submitted, which is second on the agenda, is a call for, boycott, divestment, and sanctions. So asking our university to stop investing in, or our MSU, sorry, to stop investing in and stop buying, from companies that are complacent in Israel's occupation. So examples like HP and G4S and Caterpillar, these are just small examples of some examples of companies. So students can come to the General Assembly as long as you are full-time undergraduate students, so that's 18 units or more, and you come to the GA and you have 2 hours to listen to the motions and take a vote. And the quorum is 633 this year, I believe, which means that if there are 633 people in the room when the vote is taken and the vote is voted as yes, then that means that the motion is binding, which essentially says that this is what goes, and the only way for it to be changed would be through another General Assembly. So we are hoping that this year we can have far more than that 633 number, because, you know, there are people that are going to probably abstain and people that will vote no, and that's okay too, but that at least shows that there's a democracy happening at McMaster, and it shows that there's students that are engaging and that are coming to the General Assembly to listen and learn and take a stand.
So that's what students can do. They can go to this assembly and they can bring their friends, mm-hmm. and they can have conversations about this. And I've seen these conversations happening at McMaster among students, and more of that needs to happen. This is a movement that everyone can be part of. So you're not really limited in terms of numbers or who can come out. Potentially far more than 633 people could come out if they were engaged sufficiently. So that's good. And I'm always curious to know what people off campus can do, if anything, but they should check into your website. Now I have a note here about the BDS 101 meetings. So there's one today just after this interview at 5:30 p.m. That's in the Student Center Room 203, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Thursday, that's March 19, again, 5:30 to 7, Room 230 of the Student Center. And on Friday, 12:30 to 2:30 in Room 230. So people can see that announcement by going to the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights Facebook group, I believe.
Yes.
Incidentally, that's an easy search on Google. If you type in SPH, like Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights McMaster, it probably comes up.
Absolutely.
So people can definitely do that. Okay, so those are some meetings people can attend if they want to learn more. Otherwise, you'll be gearing up for the BDS vote, and that's going to be the next big project, I guess, for you guys right now.
Yes, and that's next Monday. So that's March 23rd in the Burge Gym. Which is on campus, and it's at registration opens at 3:15, I believe, and it will go on until 6 o'clock. So the assembly will run for 2 hours, because they're going to be doing about a 45-minute registration ahead of time. And there's also another motion submitted, which is about food on campus, particularly at Bridges, which is for more halal and kosher options, which I also think is a great motion. And I think that, I mean, there's two great motions on the agenda, and you should come out and have a listen. And even if you're not a McMaster student or an undergraduate student, you can still attend the General Assembly. You just can't vote. So there'll be a separate section that you can sit at and observe. So that's definitely also encouraged.
Well put. You've definitely put a lot of thought into this, and students can come out and make a difference just by attending this one meeting. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend that. And we'll have to get this interview out on the internet, let people know, because the vote is coming up soon.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Yara. That's great. We're looking forward to seeing how that goes, and that should be very interesting and part of, as we know, the larger movement happening all over the campuses.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for having me,
Brandon. Okay. Thanks, Yara. And we're going to just take a short musical break. We do have important announcements with regard to BDS and a whole bunch of other things, including other events that are happening today. So stay tuned.